said, at this point in time, no arrest has been made. He did not answer whether any officers were suspended while the investigation was continuing. And finally, the death toll from the new coronavirus now stands at 106, as new cases of infection have almost doubled in a day, Chinese authorities have said. The number of total confirmed cases in China has risen closer to 4,515 as of the 27th of January, up from 2,835 a day earlier. Travel restrictions have been tightened and wearing masks in public is now mandatory in many cities. The city of Wuhan is at the epicenter of the outbreak, but it has spread across China and internationally. Taking a look at your financial indicators now, the rand is currently trading at 14 rands and 58 cents to the US dollar, 19 rands exactly to the British pound, and 16 rands and 6 cents to the euro. An ounce of gold will cost you $1,578.86. Your trending stories on Twitter at the moment are J. Cole, hashtag Nzigi, and Sanzo. Johannesburg is partly cloudy today, with expected low temperatures of 14 degrees Celsius and a maximum temperature of 27 degrees Celsius. Recapping your top stories this hour, Avin Maharaj returns to Eskom to stabilize Gusile Power Station, and coronavirus death toll climbs to 106 as China tightens measures.
What's up, guys? This is your girl, Boy T, and you're listening to The Urban Brunch with Bulele and Dominique on UJFM.
Brunch table has been prepared. Catch The Urban Brunch from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. The Urban Brunch on 95.4.